What a win last night. Aston Villa 4, Ajax 0 in what will go down as an all-time night at Villa Park. Hello and welcome back to the Villa Filler podcast. It is I, your solo host, Dan Wiseman, to take you through what has been an absolutely incredible 24 hours of football for Aston Villa Football Club. What a win last night. Aston Villa 4, Ajax 0 in what will go down as an all-time night at Villa Park. It is when you walk up to the stadium and you see the ground in all of its magnificence, particularly under the night, how that stadium lights up the area, just looks incredible. And you go there and you see all of the commentary, the nods, the photographs, the memorabilia that point to that incredible 1982 European Cup win. It is on nights like this you are really reminded of the history and just exactly what the Aston Villa Club stands for. It's a night that we deserve as a fan base at a club. This club has pined for these kind of nights for so long. And when you go out and put away a European giant like that, and I know it's not an Ajax of old, I know this isn't one of the all-time Ajax sides, but it's Ajax nonetheless, and they carried the weight and their fans were incredible, and they still bring that name, that feeling that it could be a special night at Villa Park when they come to town, and so it proved. We had the job to do, I think it's fair to say. I made the point in the preview, and I didn't want to come across too pessimistic, that Villa had never really gotten going in the Europa Conference League, that there had never been that catalyst moment. And I had felt that Ajax away should and maybe could have been that game. I think when you look at the Brighton result in the Europa League last night, they were done and dusted after the first leg. They got slapped in Rome, and they brought it back, and all the fans could hope for, really, was a one-off win, a night, something to remember, that the night Roma came to the Amex. And I think it's important that we got out of Amsterdam unbeaten, and it was a slightly underwhelming performance, but I kind of made the point that in knockout competitions, the longer that you wait for that catalyst moment, the longer that you wait for the one game that ignites the flame that drives a club like Villa, outright favourites for the Europa Conference League, all the way through to the final and potential glory, it had never really arrived. We got through the group stages relatively comfortably. It was probably, you know, there were some shaky moments in there, but we got through it, namely the loss to Legia Warsaw. And games were a slog, they were a grind. And it has been something we've been able to level against Unai Emery for all of the success that we've had in the leagues, in cup competitions and domestic ones included. We've really failed to play the football that we see on a Saturday, Sunday regularly in the league. You think of all the way back to the FA Cup third round loss to Stevenage last season, the Carabao Cup exit to Everton, and then the FA Cup loss to Chelsea at Villa Park earlier this season. We just haven't seen Villa play their best football in cup competitions until last night. We were benefited massively by the early goal from Ollie Watkins, but it comes at a cost, and that is Ollie Watkins' knee injury, which, despite the incredible result, is probably the main talking point on last night. Villa Park held its breath when he closed down the goalkeeper, patted into it, got a booking for it, but came off worse and was down holding his knee. And by and large, when we've seen Villa players go down holding their knees this season, Villa fans have right cause to be worried. It's 3 ACL injuries for the club this season. And when Ollie goes down like that, we were sweating it a little bit. But thankfully, he was able to play on. There was a sigh of relief, and then we drew our breath again. Our star man, after heading us into the lead, in what is... This is the level that Ollie Watkins is playing at, right? Because it's an incredible header. Genuinely, it is absolutely amazing to rise like that off a corner. The conviction that he meets that ball with, glancing it past the keeper into the far post, it's just glorious. He gets his 21st goal of the season, but then comes off shortly after. And from the way that he left the pitch, from the way that he was able to walk off the grass, we knew that it might not have been too bad. Apparently, it's just a deep wound, quite a serious cut. And he's kind of touch and go for what is a massive game. against fellow European success chasers in West Ham away this weekend. But followed treatment, he had his knee kind of heavily strapped up. He played for a few more moments. He was kind of still hobbling around, scored a great header, and then came off. And so that was Ollie Watkins' night. He got a standing ovation, and rightly so. But getting that early goal really calmed down Villa Park, and the noise went up, and Emery kind of shuffled his pack. We made some changes. Morgan Rogers, who was only picked up an early yellow card, came off for Youri Tielemans at halftime. John Duran came on, and then all of a sudden, we just exploded in the second half. Leon Bailey with a masterful second goal, some really nice step overs, and proves that he's got the ability now to worry defenders by going onto his right foot as well as his left foot. You can see that the Ajax defence was positioning itself for the inevitable cutback. He dives onto his right foot after some step overs and finishes really nicely from the edge of the 6-yard box. John Duran then scores the most John Duran goal of all time. This man is not capable of a simple side foot. Everything that John Duran hits must be an absolute rocket. I absolutely love him for it. He cannons one off the bar to make it 3-0 before Moussa Diaby. And this is a really, really important goal. I'm really happy that Moussa got on the score sheet because he's had a difficult time recently. He caps off a 4-0 win for Villa. We send Jordan Henderson and Ajax packing back to Holland, and we march on into the Europa Conference League quarterfinals, where we draw Lille. Not the easiest draw that Villa could have picked out. It's a tough one. They have been undefeated so far in the competition, albeit they haven't faced perhaps even the opposition that we had. They came out top of a group that included Olimpia Ljubljana, KI Klaksvik, and Slovan Bratislava came through unscathed. They then had Sturm Graz of Austria in the round of 16. They got the job done in the first leg with a 3-0 away win, and then in what was a pretty rotated 11, got through 4-1 on aggregate after a 1-1 draw in France. They're a club that have very much been on the ascendancy in Ligue 1. They currently find themselves fourth in the league. They're 3 points behind Monaco, level on points with Lens, who were in the Champions League earlier this season. I imagine they'll fancy themselves to progress higher up the league this season, given that Brest still occupy that second spot in Ligue 1. They're just 4 points ahead of Lille. And you imagine they'll be hoping for some kind of drop-off from the Cinderella story that has been Brest this season, really. PSG well out of touch in first place. So Lille will be a big challenge. The main threat to this Conference League, as I see it from the last eight, are Fiorentina and Lille. And so it's interesting that we've drawn one of those guys straight off the bat. What this draw also means is that the winner of this game will go on to the semi-finals, where we will face either Olympiacos or Fenerbahce in the semi-finals. So again, a very difficult tie there. Fenerbahce was probably, not necessarily in terms of the quality of the team, but in just terms of that's a very difficult place to go. They were the other team that I was quite keen to avoid. And so Olympiacos, Fenerbahce could potentially go either way. So it'd be interesting to see who comes out on top there. But yes, starting with a game at Villa Park on the 11th before an away tie on the 18th of April, Villa will face Lille for a spot in the Conference League quarterfinals. It, as I said, really won't be an interesting game. They're quite an intriguing side, to be honest with you. There's a lot of names in the team that I think Villa fans will be familiar with, a lot of players that have played in the Premier League. You've got the likes of Nabil Bentaleb, Angel Gomez, formerly off Manchester United. You've got Remy Cabella, who's the kind of player that comes off the bench. They're a very good side, but the crown jewel is their bagsman up front, Jonathan David. And that might ring a bell for some Villa fans because he's a player that we've been linked with pretty consistently over the last couple of seasons. He's been lighting up the French divisions, the Canadian international, since his move to Lille. And he's a player that has been on the radar of some of Europe's top clubs for a long, long time. He bagged a brace the other week in a 2-2 draw with Rennes. And so he's definitely one to keep an eye on as he comes to Villa Park, particularly because, as I said, he's a player that we've long been linked with as a potential rotation option to Ollie Watkins. So one to keep an eye on when we eventually play Lille. But it promises to be quite an incredible week, really, for Villa. And we're getting to a point now where we really have to manage the Premier League alongside the Conference League. It's a very difficult tie away at West Ham this weekend. It's one where without John McGinn, it's going to be particularly difficult. He showed last night, I thought he was fantastic against Ajax, just what we're going to miss. He has a real battling presence that probably in this game, more than most, away at the London Stadium, you really need players like John McGinn. He's going to be a massive miss, particularly when you consider all of the other injuries that we've got. But yeah, the main focus will be whether or not we have Ollie Watkins fit for this game on Sunday. And to be honest with you, this is why I was so happy that Moussa Diaby scored last night. I mean, John Duran coming back and getting on the score sheet again is not something that we can just gloss over. I think particularly John Duran, if he does get the nod, he's the only other striker that we have at the club besides Ollie Watkins. He kind of shows that more often than not when he's called upon, and I know it's a kind of only been in the Conference League, but he is good value for a goal, and I really don't think that we can take that away from him. It was an incredible strike last night. He draws so much power off very little backlift. There's clearly a real player in John Duran, and so even if we don't have Ollie, I think it'll be particularly interesting to see how John Duran fares in that exact same ilk. Very happy that Diaby kind of got the monkey off his back and was able to get that goal, because it has been a tough spell for him. There have been some particularly big assists in there away from home. You think of the assist for Ollie's late equaliser away at Bournemouth, and then the winner at Luton the other day for Luca Dean. He has been involved in some big moments for the club in recent weeks, but he hasn't looked the same player as that he did, to be honest, in the first kind of few months after he signed. So a really big goal for him to kind of round off what was an incredible night at Villa Park. But hopefully this is only just the beginning. The crescendo of the tournament is just around the corner. We build up to that big final in Athens, should Villa be there. What an evening that promises to be. But we've got a few more hurdles to jump through just yet. And to stay up to date with all of that, you know this is the best Aston Villa podcast in the business. So make sure you subscribe, hit the like, drop a comment on what you thought of Villa's incredible 4-0 win over Ajax, what you think of the next game in the Conference League, the draw against Lille, and then the big one on Sunday away at West Ham. Score predictions for that, because I'm too scared to give you my own. I'd really, really be interested in talking with you guys about what you think about those games. But guys, as always, thank you very much for listening. Have a great weekend, and up the Villa.